Hi, my name is Zakaria, and welcome to my video and podcast, How to Create What You Want by Telling a New Story, or How to Tell a New Story to Manifest Your Dreams and Desires into Physical Reality. Because the fact of the matter is that if you keep telling your same old story of lack and woe and poor me, you're just going to keep creating more lack and woe and poor me experiences, and everything in your life is there because of the story that you have been telling yourself and other people. And if you want new and wonderful things in your life, you've got to start telling that new story. In other words, stop telling the story of what you don't want and start telling the story of what you do want. And you will create those dreams and desires into physical reality. Start telling the story about being, doing, and having those things that you want, and you'll be, do, and have them. So enjoy my video and podcast. Hi, my name is Zakaria, and welcome to another fabulous video podcast. If you like this video, please share it with your friends. So what do? Who am I? My name is Zakaria, and I help success-minded people create the happy, abundant lifestyle you love. And I basically show you how to create what you want into your life with simple, easy techniques, meditations, affirmations, etc., daily success rituals, guidance, etc., to help you make your dreams come true. Because you are here on this planet to be a creator. The purpose of life is joy, and the basis of life is freedom. You are here to create your desires into physical reality. So anyway, enjoy this video. Alright, so here we go. How to tell your new story to manifest your dreams into physical reality. Bum, 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 bum. The reason you have what you have in your current life is because that is the story that you have been telling yourself and other people probably for decades. And if you're wondering why you aren't manifesting what you want in your life, or the things that you want aren't manifesting quick enough, it's because you keep telling your old story about how things are for you. If you keep telling the same old story, you're going to keep getting the same old things over and over and over again. It is that simple. That's how the law of attraction works. So to create new things in your life, such as more money, better relationships, etc., you've got to start telling a new story about what you want and why you want it, rather than thinking about, focusing upon, and talking about what you don't like and don't want. You got to learn how to tell a new story about living the life you want, rather than telling your old story of heartache, woe, and poor me. Tell the story of what you want and why you want it. Key ingredient, why you want it, and how it will feel, another key ingredient, to be, do, and have it, because the universe does not pay attention to what you say. The universe pays attention to how you feel. It pays attention to how you are vibrating. So, using money as an example, just sit down, find a nice quiet place when you're alone and you're not going to be disturbed, and write down, if I manifested an extra $1,000 per week into my life, what would I do with it? I would buy this. I would buy that. I would buy a new car. I'd buy a motorcycle. I'd buy I'd start saving money for a house. I would buy a new car. I would invest $500 a week in the stock market. I would buy a vacation home. I would go on vacation in Bora Bora, etc. Now, when you are affirming, when you are telling your story, etc., you'll always know when you are telling your old story of lack to yourself and others, because you will feel bad. And you will know when you're telling your new story and therefore attracting new and wonderful things to yourself, when you feel good. So remember, when you feel good, you're attracting what you want in your life. When you feel bad, you are attracting what you don't want in your life, because you're telling your old story. The other thing is, when you are telling your old story, it always has a big but in it. And not a good but. It always sounds like this. I want this but, I tried to get that but, I want more of that but, I tried becoming that or doing that or getting that but, and the but is always about blame. Or it's some sort of, it's basically just an excuse, which is a well-planned lie. So, another example. I tried to do this, but they wouldn't let me, but they wouldn't give me the resources I needed. But it is never, ever a lack of resources that is hindering you from attracting and creating what you want. It is only a lack of resourcefulness. In other words, you gave up. You quit. You encountered one measly-ass impediment to getting your dream or accomplishing your goal, and you gave up and justified quitting because of the big but. I tried, but he or she, but if you truly want to succeed in life, you've got to give up the blame game, and the only time you should ever use the word but is when you are describing a nice but, such as she has a nice butt or he has a nice butt, or I like big butts and I can't lie, you other brothers can't deny. So telling your old story of money goes like this. I'd like more money, but I'd like my own business, but I'd like to quit this crappy job, but I fill in the blank with your optimal whatever you want. I didn't get the support I needed. I didn't have the education. I didn't have the resources. Excuses, 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 blame, blame, blame. I want this, but I want this, but I don't have this, but I want to do this, but I can't have this, but, or I can't have this because I want this, but. You don't want to sound like a motorboat. Excuses, excuses, excuses. No more excuses. Again, it is never a lack of support or money or time or resources that are stopping you from getting what you want. It is only your lack of resourcefulness and your addiction to excusitis that is stopping you from achieving anything, and your addiction to blaming others for why you can't achieve your dreams. Also, it is also only your lack of persistency and consistency that is stopping you from achieving your dreams, because without persistency and consistency, you're not capitalizing on the compound effect of growth, which helps you grow, helps you create what you want. So start telling a new story of how you want, of what you want in your life, and what you want to be, and what you want to do, and what you want to create in your life, and you're going to be doing have those things in your life. Start telling your story of why you want what you want and feel the good feelings of being, doing, and having what you want, and you will attract what you want. And you will have fun creating your desires into physical reality. Start telling the story of fun and riches and adventure and amazing relationships. Say, I want $10,000 because I will do this, I'll do that, and it'll be great to have this, it'll be fun, blah, 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 blah. Instead of saying, I want $10,000, but I want to travel here and there. I want to go here because it'll be blah, blah, blah. It'll be fun. It'll be blah, blah. Instead of, I want to travel, but I don't have the money. I don't have the time. Blah, 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 blah. And say, I want this kind of relationship. Because it'll feel good and I'll feel loving and it'll blah, 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 it'll be fun and the sex will be great and we can go on, we can play together. Instead of, I want this kind of person, I want this relationship, but say, I want this job or I want this business or I want financial freedom because, not I want this job or I want this business or I want financial freedom, but. No more buts, remember? There are no buts. There are no B-U-T-S. There are only B-U-T-T-S. All right, so sit down and start a rampage of abundance. So sit down, grab a nice cup of tea. Get yourself a nice booklet or some paper and a pen. And write at the top, my new story of money. My rampage of abundance. And then just start writing page after page of your new exciting story of your new exciting life in regards to abundance. So start with money, but then you know, and go on for like 5 to 10 pages of you know, what you want, why you want it, especially why you want it, how it's going to feel when you've got it. The joy, the fun, the experiences, etc. Then do a relationship one. You know, how it's going to feel, what you want, how, you know, again, how it's going to feel. Then do a health and fitness one. Then do a personal growth one. What you want, how it's going to feel when you grow into that kind of person. Then do a career and business one. How it's going to feel when you have that business or that career. Then do a general quality of life and happiness one. You know, it's going to be about freedom. It's going to be about joy. It's going to be about, you know, just adventure. So, now I'm going to, next is I'm going to do an example that you can do. So I'm going to have a couple of videos here. So first one is that's going to be attached to this one is I'm just going to do a rampage. A new story rampage from Abraham. And then I'm going to do, the next video is going to be some my own rampages of abundance. My new story, my new stories of about abundance that you can use to write your own new stories of abundance. So this example is from Abraham, Esther Hicks's book, Channeling Abraham. Book is called Money and the Law of Attraction, which I emphatically recommend you purchase immediately. And then the video next one after that is I've expanded on that and just kind of written my own. So how to tell your new story to manifest your dreams and desires into physical in reality from Abraham via the great and awesome Esther Hicks. My new story about money. I like the idea that money is as available as the air I breathe. I like the idea of breathing in and breathing out more money. It is fun to imagine a lot of money flowing to me. It is fun to imagine lots of money flowing in and out and blessing my life and the lives of others. I see how my feelings about money affects the money that comes to me. I'm happy to understand that with practice, I can control my attitude about money or about anything. I love the feeling of money being my friend and being a great joy in my life. I love the feeling of being a master of manifestation. I like having fun creating and attracting money. I notice that the more I tell my story of abundance, the better I feel. And I like feeling good, so I'm going to keep telling my story of abundance. I like knowing that I am the creator of my own reality and that the money that flows into my experience is directly related to my thoughts. I like knowing that I can adjust the amount of money that I receive by adjusting my thoughts. I like knowing that when I'm thinking good feeling thoughts, that abundance is on its way. Now that I understand the formula for creating, now that I understand that I do get the essence of what I think about, and most importantly, now that I understand that I can tell by the way I am feeling whether I'm focused upon money or lack of money, I feel confident that in time I will align my thoughts with abundance and money will flow powerfully into my experience. I like knowing that if I am feeling good, money is on its way. Yay! I like knowing that if I'm feeling good, I'm aligned with Source and my desires are on their way. I understand that it is not necessary for me to understand other people's beliefs or opinions about money And it is a relief that I don't have to sort that out or get anyone to agree with me. It is very nice to know that my only work is to align my own thoughts about money with my own desires about money. And that whenever I am feeling good, I have found that alignment. I have found that alignment. Yay, yippee-yay. I like knowing that it is perfectly all right for me to occasionally feel negative emotion about money. But it is my intention to quickly direct my thoughts into better feeling directions. For it is logical to me that thoughts that feel good when I think them will bring positive results. I understand that money will not necessarily manifest instantly in my experience with the changing of my thinking, but I do expect to see steady improvement as a result of my deliberate effort to think better feeling thoughts. The first evidence of my alignment with money will be my improved feeling, my improved mood, and my improved attitude. And then real changes in my financial situation will soon follow. I am certain about that. I am aware of the absolute correlation between what I have been thinking and feeling about money and what is actually happening in my life experience. I can see the evidence of the law of attraction's absolute and unerring response to my thought, and I look forward to more evidence in response to my improved thoughts. I can feel a powerful leveraging of energy in being more deliberate about my thoughts. I believe that at many levels, that I have always known this, and it feels good to return to my core beliefs about my power, value, and worthiness. I'm living a very abundant life, and it feels so good to realize that whatever this life experience causes me to desire, I can achieve it. I love knowing that I am unlimited. I feel tremendous relief in recognizing that I do not have to wait for the money or the things to materialize before I can feel better. And I now understand that when I do feel better, the things and experiences and money that I want must come. As easily as air flows in and out of my being, so it is with money. My desires draw it in, and my ease of thought lets it flow out, in and out, ever flowing, always easy. Whatever I desire, whatever, whenever I desire, as much as I desire, in and out. Ease and flow. So that was a quote aside from the yays from Abraham's little rampage telling your new story from Money and the Law of Attraction. So I hope you enjoyed this video and you will tune into my next video. There's going to be at least one, possibly two, where I continue on this journey of telling your new story. I can't remember if they're just about money or probably about a lot of different things. So, I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did enjoy it and you did get some value from it and you have some friends that could get some value from it who need to start telling a new story about their life, please share it with them. My name is Zakiron. Thanks again for watching this video. Please come and visit me at my website at zakiron.com, and if you would like to receive my free book and video series The Master Keys of Success and Freedom to help you create more fun, money, and freedom in your life, go to freekeysofsuccess.info. Thanks again for watching this video, and I wish you immense joy, immense abundance, adventure, health, and wealth, and whatever you desire on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday.